Taking control of and improving your health requires the most relevant and timely health information available. And University Medical Center is here to help with facts and advice about important health topics that you care about. We know that your health matters. I'm Dr. Richard Friend, and today we're interviewing Dr. Tiffany Thomas, a family physician here at University Medical Center. Many people see their doctor only when they're sick, and this seems to be especially true for millennials, young people in their early 20s to mid-30s. Dr. Thomas will give us some good reasons why healthy young people should get into the habit of seeing their physician on a regular basis. Welcome to Health Matters with your host, Mike Royer.
We're talking today to Dr. Tiffany Thomas, a physician here at University Medical Center. It's good to see you. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
We're talking today about millennials, younger people, late teens, early 20s, into their most of their 20s, I suppose. You see patients that age?
Yes, sir.
Do you usually see them when they're sick? Do they routinely come for checkups? I understand this age group doesn't always do things on a regular basis like we might think they should. Is that accurate, first of all?
Yes, that's accurate. I will occasionally get someone that's in their 20s. And I'm always super excited that I'm finally getting to see someone in their 20s that's healthy, just coming in for a regular routine visit, not having a problem. I do get a fair amount of them that do come in just when they have a problem.
If a patient comes to you, boy or girl, 20 years old, and you become their doctor, and you are their doctor for years to come down the road, isn't it a great advantage to you and them to get an early start? Start your records as early as you can.
Yes, it allows us to develop a relationship. Some people don't realize the impact that family history can have on different things, and just knowing what conditions run in your family, seeing a primary care provider on a regular basis, we can keep track of those things and make sure that you aren't at risk for them or developing them, especially things like high blood pressure. That's something that frequently runs in family. Mm-hmm. The population now in the 20s, they frequently go to urgent cares. And at an urgent care, they'll check your blood pressure, but if it's elevated, they'll be like, oh, they're just sick. That's why their blood pressure's up. And so there's no one really to follow up on it.
Well, I've heard some stories, not to judge any urgent care or emergency room, of people going there, being told something, and then it doesn't get better, and they finally figure out it was misdiagnosed there. Your physician, who's seen you before, has a better chance of diagnosing your issues if they've seen you before and kind of have a record of where you are. Is that accurate? And do a more complete physical as well.
Yeah, that is accurate. One of the great things about urgent cares is they are very time efficient. They do things very quickly. So if you have a simple problem, you can get in and out of an urgent care pretty quickly. But with that, they don't always have the ability to be as thorough as we would like for them to be, just because time is one of the benefits of them. So seeing your primary care doctor, they have more time to spend with you, they have more time to ask you more in-depth questions, and they also have the benefit of following up. They can see you in a month, 2 months to follow up and make sure that thing did get better.
For many years, many decades, I've gotten a physical every year, just like clockwork. I know the month I'm going to do it every year. Do you recommend even at 20 and at 21 they come every year on a regular basis, or do you not need to see them as often as you might see someone in an older age group?
So if they are the picture of health,
yep.
No, we don't necessarily need to see them every year. I'd say at least every 3 years, especially with females. They need to be getting pap smears, making sure that's something that we take care of and screen for cervical cancer. But if someone's in the picture of health, they don't have much family history of problems, they're exercising, they don't smoke, then seeing them maybe every 3 years would be a fine timeline.
You mentioned patients that you see that may have history. Their parents may have high blood pressure, something else in the family that can be hereditary. The earlier you catch those and give them guidance on lifestyle changes that they might make, those are all advantages to maybe, if not eliminating or avoiding altogether, diminishing the effects of future issues they may have.
Definitely, definitely. High blood pressure is one that we commonly think of, but diabetes is also another one. Just getting treatments early, that really helps prevent the complications of those things. And also, being diagnosed with hypertension or diabetes, even if it runs in your family, that doesn't mean you're guaranteed to take medicines for it. So sometimes we can just control things with diet, and just having a primary care primary care provider just remind you of the dietary things you need to be doing, making sure you're exercising. Those things can go a long way in treating those conditions.
We did a segment a while back with a doctor who was talking about how much time young people, especially millennials, spend on devices, computers, phones, tablets, whatever. And I think it was 6 or 7 hours a day in some extreme cases. That's neither here nor there, but getting medical guidance on your personal health on a screen or on a website is at least risky. Would you agree?
It can be risky. So there are certain different clinics that actually do provide virtual visits for their patients, and you can actually see your primary doctor virtually.
Okay.
That's not something that we've developed here, but that is an option. So millennials, they like going to their devices to schedule appointments. Okay. And we have the patient portal here, which there are some aspects of that will allow you to schedule your own appointments. The app, you can open that up, and a lot of times you can see your medical records. You can get your lab results. So you can get some information from an app or from some device. You can get some information that's beneficial.
I was sort of thinking of, I don't feel well. I've been feeling lightheaded and faint. I'm going to Google what causes that. Going to a device to try to diagnose that, I think you'd rather see them than have them Google that.
Yes, definitely, yeah. Definitely. Google can give you some good answers, but it can't eliminate or it can't reason, I guess. If you put in all the correct questions, it might be able to give you the correct answer, but there's a very likely chance that you're going to get a lot of wrong answers.
Put the minds at ease of those watching this of all ages, but especially millennial age folks. Put their mind at ease about coming to see a doctor. I hear some young people go, oh, I just don't like going to a doctor. Well, I don't mind going to a doctor at all because I've been doing it forever and I have a relationship with my doctor. Do a doctor sales pitch on why you ought to find a good general practitioner like you and go see them once in a while. What would be your sales pitch, I guess, is the best thing I can think of to say? What would you do? What would you say?
So we aren't scary. We aren't coming at you with needles. A lot of people are afraid that they're going to get a vaccine or going to get a shot. And that's after being a child, once you hit the age 10, we rarely give out shots, maybe an annual flu shot. Mm-hmm. So don't let that be a concern for you. Time is also something that people frequently are concerned about, having to wait a long time at the doctor's office. Well, if you get the appointment as soon as we open or right before, there's really no way for us to be running behind at that point. Yeah. So that would be a really good time to schedule your appointment if you're concerned about time. And here we have night clinics. So we don't typically take patients in our night clinic, but there is a chance that if you need it to come see someone and you need it to come see someone after hours, you'd be able to see someone here in this clinic.
Very good. Generally, in closing, anything else you would say to millennials watching this segment that's about them that you'd want them to know, that doctors care about their health as well and you want them to care too?
Yes. So you only get one body. So we want to make sure that you're taking the best care of it as possible. And then a lot of medical conditions are silent. You don't necessarily know that you're dealing with something. So please trust us and allow us to just take a look at you, let you know, hey, everything's great, or hey, you might want to just keep an eye on that one thing.
This is all good advice. If I didn't already have a doctor, I'd come see you. If I was a millennial, I'd definitely come see you. Doctor, thank you so much for your time today. Dr. Thomas, we appreciate your expertise and your time. Thank you. We'll look forward to seeing you again.
Thank you.
To learn more from us about these and other important health topics, visit umc.ua.edu. And for all your primary health care needs, visit University Medical Center with locations in Tuscaloosa, Northport, and Demopolis.